Good morning, Borada, and welcome to our service of morning worship online on this, the 17th Sunday after Trinity. An opening prayer. Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy of our calling. Guide us that we may become the people you would have us be. Direct us that we may do what you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We come now to the peace, and if there's someone you want to share the peace with who you can't be with physically, just picture them in your mind as we say the words of the peace together. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you always, and also with you. And now we come to our first hymn, Before the Throne of God Above, hymn number 975. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek forgiveness of our sins, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. We confess our sins. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our gradual hymn for today is number 673, There Is a Redeemer.
precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son. My Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, all for sin's sake. Thank you, my Father, for giving your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in Spirit till the work on earth is done.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Ein tad, honuit yn y nefoedd, sancteiddiar dy enw, dyle dy deirnas gwneli'r dewyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dy roi ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel y maddiw ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth eithi'r gwared ni rhag drwg, canys eiddo ti o'r deirnas, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of our prayer. Therefore our hearts shall dance for joy, and in our song we will praise our God. The collect for today. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Pour your love into our hearts, and draw us to yourself, and so bring us at last to your heavenly city, where we shall see you face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Numbers. The rabble among the people had a strong craving, and the Israelites also wept again and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrance of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servant so badly? Why have I not found favour in your sight, that you lay the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth to them, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom, as a nurse carries a suckling child,' to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they come weeping to me and say, 'Give us meat to eat.' I am not able to carry all this people alone, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once. If I have found favour in your sight, do not let me see my misery. So the Lord said to Moses, gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and have them take their place there with you. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And he gathered 70 elders of the people, and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him, and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. But they did not do so again. Two men remained in camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent. And so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, my lord Moses, stop them. But Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? What would all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading for the day is from James, chapter 5, verses 13 to the end. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore confess your sins one to another, and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's gospel reading is from Mark, chapter 9, verse 38 to the end. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus had finished teaching the disciples, John said to him, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us. But Jesus said, do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink, because you bear the name of Christ, will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We were unable to get a recording of an address done in time for this Sunday's online service, so what I'm going to share with you are two meditations from the Northumbria community. The first is by John Philip Newell. Whichever way we turn, O God, there is your face, in the light of the moon and patterns of stars, in sacred mountain rifts and ancient groves, in mighty seas and creatures of the deep. Whichever way we turn, O God, there is your face. In the light of eyes we love, in the salt of tears we have tasted, in weathered countenances east and west, in the soft skin glow of the child everywhere. Whichever way we turn, O God, there is your face. There is your face among us. And the second meditation is by Thomas Merton. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you, and I hope that I have that desire in all that I am doing. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, although I may know nothing about it. Therefore will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost, and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and will never leave me to face my perils alone. Amen. Our third hymn for today is number 1016, When the Music Fades.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you require. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song itself is not what you require. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Father God, we pray to you knowing that you will hear our prayers and answer them in your way. We pray for all people who seek to follow your way in their lives. Let your church speak your word of truth with confidence and in unity, so that those who are searching and listening will be able to see and hear clearly your message of love and peace. We pray for Bishop Joanna, Archdeacon Eileen, John, our local area minister, for Matthew and his continuing recovery, for Judith and all who serve in our churches. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we recognise our part in the tensions and injustices of the world. Heal the resentment between people and intervene in the world's conflicts. Help us to walk humbly with you at our side when we come to the crossroads and have to choose which way to go. Lead us to the path of justice and righteousness, while steering us away from the road that leads to selfishness and sin. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Nefol Dad, diolchwn i ti am ein teuluoedd a'n ffrindiau. Mae baiau gennym ni gyd, ond maent yn dal i'w caru ni. Helpwch ni fod yn amyddeddgar, yn ddiolchgar, ac i werthfawrogi ein perthnasoedd gydag eraill. Gweddion dros rheini sydd heb deulu na ffrindiau, y rhai unig, y rhai trist, a rheini sydd ar gyfeilion. Helpwch ni mestyn llaw cyfeillgarwch tuag atynt. Arglwydd yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Mighty God, we pray for those who you have called to the study and practice of medicine, healing, and to the prevention of disease and pain. Strengthen them as they follow Jesus' example. At St. Isilio, we pray especially for Danielle, Hannah, and Sarah as they continue their nursing studies. We also pray for those who we know and love who need healing in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, you sent to earth your Son, Jesus Christ, so that in your power and love, we might also have the gift of eternal life. Bless those whom we love that have departed this life with the gifts of your all-encompassing love and life eternal. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Arglwydd, gofynnwn i chi fod gyda ni yn ystod yr wythnos sydd i ddod. Cadw ni rhag gwneud camgymeriadau fel nad ydym yn eich siomi chi. Bydd gyda ni wrth i ni'n wneud penderfyniadau anodd a phan rydym yn mwynhau gydag eraill. Ar adegau tywyll a phan fo'r hael yn twynnu. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our final hymn for this morning is number 89, Come Down, O Love Divine.
And
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness and protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.